This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
When I first met you, like over 20 years ago, what was Intermedia like?
It's been, I would say, slightly different than it is now. Intermedia is one of the departments of the Hungarian University of Fine Arts that has been established in 1993.
I met Miklós, I met János. Intermedia always had this kind of like outsider reputation in the university. How would you describe that?
Yeah, one of the reasons for this outsider reputation, which got even more problematic in the past years, it comes from the context of its establishment. Since the department was established in 1990, actually, and it started its formal functioning in 1993. Was, let's say, one of the only initiative of changing the context of the education and the content of the education right throughout the process of the Hungarian system change. And actually it was the demand of the students to establish a new department in which, let's say, a more a progressive approach can be discussed and aimed at on art. And strangely enough, these conflicts didn't go away throughout the years, mainly because, I mean, what you can deduce from this is that the old structures are still around.
The conflict between Intermedia and the other departments was not just that it was like multidisciplinary, but also the whole teaching methodology was completely different.
We paid a lot of attention to the cultural and political events and developments of the near past. We were looking for ways and possibilities to include these media into the creative process, which led to a kind of opinion on our department that what we are doing, it is not even art.
I think that even the way that we taught, when we did Mapping a Local with Esther, each semester it was a different concept, and often there would be a political orientation, and the whole idea was to find ways to empower the students in terms of the creative process.
Exactly, and to kind of to inform them about, you know, what is the contextual embeddedment of the arts. You cannot detach it from social, cultural, and other developments, political developments, which for many years it's been almost a kind of taboo in the university to address, say, political issues. The major part of the university, like all the other departments, are working with an art concept which is considered as a kind of eternal, timeless activity, with all the romanticized image of what an artist is doing and so on. That's one of the main reasons that we got and we are continuously getting in conflict with the rest of university, because we don't fit into this image of traditional art making concept.
The relationship between art and culture and society has so shifted dramatically, not just here but everywhere. You know, it seems to me like kind of natural that a teaching environment should reflect these changes.
Unless you have these moments in history when, you know, like the kind of revolutionary moments in which a sudden change occurs. And since our department was the outcome of the result of this sudden change, so for that reason, we were able to come up with a kind of totally new approach and new take on art. But the price was and is that ever since we haven't been able to make our position accepted as a valid artistic position within the academia.
We were able to collaborate with the other universities throughout Europe.
We addressed in our courses like topics which were, let's say, somehow in the air, right? All around the world, or at least in Europe. So in our case, the cooperation was really a content-based or topic-focused sort of cooperation.
And this, to me, seemed like really important and a great kind of dynamic to be able to cultivate this.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree.
You did a piece, if I remember correctly, where you were dealing with, like, the zoo.
Yeah, you might be referring to a piece which is called From Fake Mountains to Fate, Hungarian trilogy. In 2010, a rather radical change happened within the Hungarian politics, and which had kind of long-term consequences. That's been the year when the Fidesz party won the elections, and actually when the Fidesz era started in 2010.
And yeah, so it's been a mixture of it's a parafiction as a format, and it's a mixture of a pseudo museum and the kind of work with archival footages and so on. So it's a kind of narrative piece that practically tells the story of how the so-called illiberal democracy took over the Hungarian public sphere. It's been a very, very popular, very successful piece. It's been shown in more than 40 occasions in various places in Europe, in the States, and this is the time before Trump. And before all these other kind of heads of states that built up authoritarian, conservative, nationalist systems. And for that reason, there was a highlighted attention on what was going on in Hungary, and that for sure contributed to some extent to the success of this piece.
Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
Nowadays, I see that it is just darker and darker. At this very moment. And I have this feeling also because, for sure, throughout this, let's say, 14 years of the Fidesz era, practically everything has been dramatically changed, and all the progressive participants and actors of the Hungarian cultures were marginalized. Some of them left the country, some others are not getting any space and funds or whatever for their work. And so the problem, what can be seen now, is that throughout these 14 years, actually the takeover became really total. So and so that is a bit of a problem, because through the transformation of the institutional structures that that are controlling these archives, practically the historical narrative is being controlled. And actually, that's what I tried to articulate in this piece, and even in some later pieces through similar methods of parafiction and relying on archival materials. to tell a different story or to tell the, let's say, the true story of what is what has been happening on various levels of the Hungarian society, what actually constitutes the Hungarian history.